Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. If you are an applicant or author, if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Can you call this for the first time or is it an existing case?
Hi, Brian. I'm calling to check an existing case, but I'm trying to reach Dana Wirt directly.
Okay. So I just want to, I guess, look up the case first and I could, you know, try to assist you. And to inform you, we won't discuss any of the applicant's information unless they give us approval, written or verbal. So what's the name of the applicant to start?
The applicant's name is Megan Krache, K-R-A-C-H-E.
Okay, and can you just verify their date of birth?
Sure, just a moment. Date of birth is 5/9/87.
Okay. And can you verify their address?
Just a moment. 222 Hunter Lane, North Wales, PA, 19454.
Okay. And can you state your name, too, just for reference?
Sure, Stacy. And I am authorized on her case.
All right, and just go over your last name and verify just your address and phone number.
The address I gave was 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Okay, and then just your last name and your phone number. I mean, your,
My last name is Schwartz.
Okay. All right, thank you for verifying. So you're just checking the status, you were saying?
No, so Dana actually reached out to me this morning before I was in the office. And she asked me to call back, so I'm trying to get back in touch, but I don't have a direct line or any way to contact her directly.
All right. Thank you for. Okay, so what I'm showing is you said that you were trying to reach Dana.
Yes, she reached out this morning around 8:40, and I'm trying to return her call.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment. I'm going to try to transfer over to her.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. So the Dana I have listed on the case, it looks like she's not she's not where she can be you know, like. Thank you for holding. So it looks like I'm not able to get her on the line, but I could leave a voice message for her to contact you as soon as she's available,
Yeah,
if
just
that's
let her
okay.
know that I'm only here from 9 until 1 and then 2 to 3. So, if she could contact within those hours, I'll be happy to answer the call.
Okay, I'm actually going to transfer now, so you could just add
Oh.
your, message into the voice message, and I'll just,
Sure.
so she'll have it on file. Miss Stacy, you could go ahead and leave your message. I have her on voice message now.
Okay, oh, it's already on?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Dana. This is Stacy with Family First Care. I'm just returning your call. If you could contact me, please, back between the hours of 9 and 1 or between 2 and 3. I'm available then. After that, I will be out of the office. You can send me an email or send me a text. Thank you so much.